I want to talk about one reason why aquatic ambiance I think is so painfully nostalgic. You don't need to be a musician. I'm not going to get into music theory or music lingo in this particular sample or explanation. So, let's begin. One of the reasons why has to do with perspective shifting. And so, this song goes in four pieces. That was a little bit of the first piece. The entire, like, let's call it loop, is about 55 seconds. So they're divided evenly. In this first piece, what happens is we get the entrance of this vintage, nostalgic sounding synthesizer from the 1990s. It was a synthesizer attempting to sound real, like a real instrument. That's what the synths tried to do back then. And what's really interesting is it doesn't sound like a real instrument, but it doesn't fully sound like a synthetic instrument either. You get a little bit of this mix. So when we hear sounds like this, we are instantly taken back to like the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. This sound could be the sound of like a computer starting up or an electronic device, or easily could have come from like a movie like The Neverending Story or a 90s R&B song. There are very, very clear, hard-coded references that our brain thinks of when we hear this sound. So it's that, and it is the sort of dreamlike melody. So the feeling that I get in the very beginning here is this sense that we are half dreaming, half awake. It's this maybe fantasy type of sensation. And it's sort of like this beginning section is like prying open our brain and going directly into our hard-coded memories and emotions. And it's like priming us for what's going to come next. So now here is the second section. So our brain has been primed. We feel nostalgic already. Something's gone into our memories. Now in the second section, and by the way, the sound selections in this song are very bold, right? What we get now is a what's called a square wave synthesizer. It's that melody, that sort of singing. And this is when our brains hear this, we know that this is a computer-based, purely electronic sound. A square wave cannot be reproduced by any acoustic instrument like a piano or saxophone or flute or anything. It is a 100% synthesizer-based sound. And what I think we're being shown with this melody is the idea of this computer kid, like a kid from the computer generation. It could span from 80s to 90s to early 2000s, you know, pre-social media, pre-cell phones, essentially. And in the background are these kind of warm strings. I believe they're still produced from a synthesizer to some degree, but they sound acoustic. And so we get this computer kid character, but with a backdrop of this feeling of warmth and comfort. Maybe you get the sense of like a home cooked meal or your neighborhood on and during golden hour or something. And this is a very, very bold contrast. So we're dealing with perspectives, but contrast that's helping cause these perspectives. And we were primed in the first section. We're in this dreamlike state, and then all of a sudden this scene opens up in front of us where we're kind of in the present looking into the past, and we see the idea of this computer kid lazily singing. Maybe it's a lazy afternoon with this backdrop of warmth and comfort and nostalgia. And it's a very, very powerful image, whether you actually see an image or it's just a sensation. But in the third section is something extremely powerful that happens. So here's the third section right here. And Now, what happens here, if you notice, the Square Wave, that Computer Kid character, is gone. And we just have the warm acoustic strings and then some of that 90s vintage keyboard in the background. And I believe the sensation that I get here and that I think many of us get, whether consciously or not, is we are now transported back in time, because that kid is not there anymore. And we realize that we were that computer kid singing in that second part. We are now back in time in the scene, surrounded by the warmth, the innocence, the comfort, the nostalgia, whatever that is for you, computer games. And this is very, very powerful, because you can see how music has sort of primed us. We were in a dreamlike state, and then it shows us the scene with very powerful contrasting sounds, very clearly a computer synthesizer sound. But then in this third section, just by changing the orchestration and the combinations of instruments and how they kind of play out, now we are like in the scene, in the past, and we have this perspective shift where we realize we were that computer kid. Let's check out the fourth part. So the fourth part begins right here. So this is really powerful again. And again, these are very bold instrument and sound selection choices. In the fourth part, the warm, comforting strings are removed. And we're left with the return of this synthesizer, square wave, computer kid sound, and that 90s vintage synth. So the feeling I'm getting here is we are still back in time. We feel like we are back in our past. We are that computer kid. But when that square wave melody returns, all the nostalgic, warm string, comforting, innocent sounds are removed. And now we get this lonely feeling. We feel like we are that kid, but now that comfort's gone. And it gives us this sensation of like something we'll never be able to get back. I mean, that's literally what nostalgia is. But it's done in such a powerful way here, because the progression of the song has kind of primed us to feel dreamlike. We see the scene from the present looking into the past. Then we're transported to the past. And then we're still in the past, but now we viscerally feel this sensation of loneliness. And we realize we'll never get back whatever it was we felt like we had at that time and what's lost. So I think it's one reason why this song is so powerful. You can see the masterful use of instrumentation and how it plays out. And you'll notice a lot of other nostalgic sounding sounds on TikTok or wherever you might hear don't quite do this in such a strong way. That's why I think this song is so incredible. I don't know if the producer or composer did this intentionally. A lot of music making is intuitive, and that's what can be so amazing about creating really good art. But either way, it makes me love it and enjoy it even more. I can activate my imagination and really try to put myself, you know, in this sort of scene. And I think it's very powerful. So I hope that inspires you or helps you sort of see this song from a different perspective.